are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. The number to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. We were just done a lot of therapy and a lot of comedy. Kind of go hand in hand.
Yes.
And now we'll do scammers. I don't know how that ties in, but Joe, think of something.
Yes.
All right, or don't. yeah, we'll do a little Sickly Sue, shall we? Haven't done her in a little bit. Oh, we did her last week, actually, didn't we? Did we do Sickly Sue last week?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
But she was well.
She was well. That's right. I'm just trying to... There it is. Scam bug. No, scamming scammers.
I was confused.
She's talking to Mickey Wynn, who, of course, is...
The brother
of
Mavis
Mills, who's the dearly departed Dick Eldorado's ex-girlfriend. Yes.
Yes.
It's all quite incestuous.
All ties in.
Everybody filling out your scammer scorecard.
All weaves in. All weaves in.
Little scamming scammers. All right, let's see where we last left off. As you said, Pip, last she was healthy, and we like a healthy Sickly Sue. So we will go to October 11th. Sickly Sue asks, "How are you?" And Mickey says, "Great. How about you?" She goes, "I'm fine, but I didn't want to get up." LOL. All right, so she's good. That's good. He says, "Do you need a massage?" I'm not exactly sure how that's going to happen.
How's he going to pull that off?
I don't know, but stay tuned. Let's find out. she goes, "Yes, please, hon."
Oh, hey.
We're going to get some sexy talk?
I think so.
A little sexy talk. He goes, LOL, I really enjoy talking to you. Mickey's like, slow it down.
Yeah, I know. It's
slow
like,
down.
My pimp hand is in the shop.
Yeah, well, wait, the real move is, where would you like me to massage you first?
No, the real move is, so I'm rubbing your shoulders.
Yeah.
You don't even ask.
Yeah, you just go for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, that's nice. So can we just stop and talk?
Theoretically, I mean, I don't know how this goes, but I'm assuming.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I was assume would happen.
Yeah, of course, yes.
Sure. She goes, I enjoy talking to you, but we are never online at the same time. This is October 14th, by the way. He goes, LOL, yes. Good morning. How are you doing?
Like you start all over again.
I think it did. I don't know. The time's weird.
He's like a browser that refreshed on you. It's like, what? I already said hi.
So Sickly Sue goes, I'm fine. Had a bad night last night, so I'm bloody tired, LOL.
Okay, she's back to normal.
So Mickey goes, sorry, do you still teach? She goes, no, I'm a counselor, hon. Oops! Oops!
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, counselor, are you still counseling?
You got a bookmark. You got to remember to bookmark that shit.
October 15th. Okay. I don't know why the dates skip around today like this. She goes, how are you today? He goes, great. So tell me, what have you been up to? She goes, not much. Been working. Went to my parents last weekend. Missed you, she says.
Oh.
Luring him in. October 16th. I don't know why the days skip like this. October 16th. He goes, miss you too. What are your plans for the weekend? She goes, my dad is going to the hospital on Sunday, so I haven't planned anything. Hope you slept well. That is true, by the way, at the time. He goes, good night, lovely doll. She goes.
He didn't even ask why?
Apparently not. I don't know. Not very good at this.
No.
She goes, good night, sweetie. And we'll leave it there.
I would be pissed if I was talking to somebody and they're supposed to be my sweetheart. I saw my dad's going to the hospital and they're like, okay, see ya.
But that should be, you know, I know. But you know, setting them up, but to somebody that doesn't know, that should be like a red flag.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, why?
Yeah, why? Is everything okay? How are you dealing with it?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe he had his blah, blah, blah song going. Maybe maybe she was boring him.
Blah, 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 blah.
He was like, you know what, baby? Where's the money? You're not buying me that apartment I asked for months ago.
I know, right.
It is a very weird dynamic.
Yeah.
This is a scam bait that has lost steam.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going to be next with that.
Yeah. But it's actually interesting to see the difference between the different types. Like, you know, if you're looking at a scammer, I mean, because you have to know that sometimes they're not going to be pressuring or acting as ardent. This person is kind of like lackadaisical towards
her. Which makes me think he's probably got money coming in from someplace else.
Right, right.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. he would be more, he would definitely be putting up the pressure or being like, oh, babe, love you so much,
oh,
babe,
yeah, yeah,
kind
yeah.
of
he's
stuff.
Probably, he's just probably just seeing.
Maybe he just wants to be friends.
No, it's just like fishing.
Yeah.
So it's like fishing. Well, I caught this. Let me just put my, cast my rod over here and see if anything comes up, you know?
Yeah.
It's not that great of a fishing spot, but sometimes you get a nibble.
I'll check my trap later.
Yeah.
I didn't mean mine.
Oh, okay.
Although every once in a while you got to check what's in there.
My wife has lovely hand soap if you need, if you really get wrist deep in it.
If I really want to get lemony fresh.
Yeah, exactly.
Wrist deep.
Just saying, there's options.
Yeah, I see.
But yeah, I mean, this is a, you know, but we've been spoiled. We've been spoiled with Belinda. Sickly Sue's had her moments. We got to see if she can pick it up a little bit next week.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So let's do somebody who always delivers.
Ah.
And Jax. How many Mr. Davins?
I'm going with three.
Three Mr. Davins, Pip?
I'm going with two.
Two Mr. Davins? We had none last week, by the way.
No, we did
I
not.
I know.
No.
Are we doing any of the effings this or so-called that?
No, I think we should make it any type of Mr. Davins count.
No.
You want to divide it up into fucking, or like alleged Davins or fucking Davins
well, no,
and plain
Davins?
I wanna,
there's fucking scammers, fucking mafia.
Yeah,
fucking
I want to go that way. I want to go fucking scammers and fucking mafias.
Of course you do, Joe.
All right.
How many fucking scammers would you like, Joe?
All right. I'm gonna go two on the fucking scammers and three on the fucking mafias.
It's like replacing an order at McDonald's.
It does sound like that. It's like.
I'll take the
sounds
combo.
It sounds more like Chinese to
it's
me.
It's a little bit of everything.
Give me number three, yeah.
Give me the mixed grill of fuckings.
Joe, how many fucking mafias did you say
three.
You like?
That would be three, okay. Dear.
All right. But now, do you want the egg roll with that, or do you want to get the combo plates, which
is
combo?
Is that racist? Because it would be sushi. I mean, she's more of a teriyaki type of dude.
No. I was just going, it sounds like, you know, the combo plate versus, are you
right.
going to order
I
a la
thought
carte?
You were making an Asian slant right there, and I didn't like
that. I know you said.
You didn't even let that one breathe. Huh? That was a what? Should have sat in my mouth. You were going on that one. Pip, what do you got?
Okay, well, hold on a second because I'm telling Joe's girl's thing. She's got two plain old Mr. Davins.
There's no, hold on. I'm a little offended. It's not even the regular run of the mill Mr. Davin, spectacular. Mr. Davin, spectacular. Any way you get him, even with the extra fucking or without.
Okay. Well, she's going for two Mr. Davins, spectacular implied.
You jealous, Joe?
Fucking zero fucking scammers.
Impossible. That's what the whole bitch based on.
And zero fucking mafia this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow,
that's
all right.
That's how she's.
What is this? Her church guess?
Yeah.
So I went with two Mr. Davins. I'm gonna say one fucking scammer, but I'm going to go with two fucking mafias.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Same thing.
And I would like the egg roll,
okay.
As long as there's duck sauce.
Is that everybody got everybody?
Yeah. Oh, well, no, Lisa is might be away from her desk. She's having trouble with the computer.
And Trucker Tom left us?
Yeah. Trucker Tom had to go night-night. He had his bus leaves at 3 o'clock in the morning.
The short one.
What?
Never mind. This is the replay.
The short bus. The short.
I didn't hear it. Sorry.
It's bus riding Tom.
We will.
It's window licking Tom.
No, come on, window nose print. Give him a little dignity.
Bye, Jacksonville. I'll miss you. Going home, baby.
No,
going
he
home.
Won't. No, he's so relieved.
I know.
Yeah,
and why don't I have the theme song for Midnight Cowboy on my mind right now? Going to know my mind.
I don't know. Mm. Sounds like a 70s traveling movie song.
Yeah. I got the Hulk Walk Away theme as Tom as Tom's a greyhound pulls out.
A Pip's got a purse. What do you got in your purse, dear?
I got the sniffs.
We got tissues over there.
I know. Well,
all right, let's do this. I believe last what was the blue color? It's damn it all red. Ball busting blue.
We have damn it all red, and ball busting blue.
I think we ended with ball busting blue last week, right?
Yeah, we did.
Right. This is still from March 26th of 2014. There was a lot of reading on this day.
Mm.
So she goes, James H. Miller, Parker D. Green, use me to get the jobs, and his fucking daughter scammed my money for her fees, textbook surgery, and the transport and food fees.
Fucking daughter, the daughter that was like a daughter to her.
Oh, fucking daughter. She's a whore. She went to Scotland to clear the funds. After taking the money, she's hiding because I never get any fucking money back.
Stupid.
That's nice. But only debts. She is a criminal. My daughter. She's a criminal. You are all scammers. Shame on Americans. This Davin is also fake hosting a radio show.
What did I do? What did I do?
I haven't asked
Why
for
bring
any
me
money.
Into this?
But you're also fake. You just... Fake Davin.
I am fake Davin.
And this fucking Davin is also a fake. Why bring me into this?
Yeah, well, you're a great crazy lady. Why do I got to be brought down?
Why am I under the bus in this scenario?
Oh, every week when I promo the show, I give Ann Jackson new credits. Did you see this week's?
No.
Late Ann Jackson, you know, I go anti-scammer, scam victim, scam helper, and latest person to throw their ring into the 2016 presidential nomination. And you know there'd be some wing nuts go, I'd vote for her.
Actually, I understand if you get a little bit of that scam helper and some Grand Turkey, it fries right up pretty nice.
I'm going to have a cabinet of fucking mafia.
Imagine that would be all our cabinet, brown cotton and all these guys.
They're all here. We can't see them because you're blind.
No, because they're not real.
Yes.
Don't doubt the president, Joe. A little respect for the office.
Please.
I know she's not from your party, but a little respect, Joe. So you are all scammers. Shame on Americans. This Davin is also faking, is also fake hosting a radio show. None of this is real. None of this is real. You are listening to fake hosting.
You're just fake hosting, yes.
Did Anthony Cumia write this for her? Did he send Ann Jackson his opinion of my abilities? He fake hosts.
Yes.
I see no hope and help from anyone because he never helps the victims. I don't know what exactly I'm supposed to do for this broad, by the way.
You're supposed to get their monies from the fucking mafias.
I guess.
And get their fees from the banks.
You were smart enough. You were smart enough saying to me, come to Japan. And the only route to Japan is via North Korea. Wow. I see too many scammers. Fuck you, assholes.
That wasn't on the thing. There's no points on that.
Fuck you, USA.
No points on that either.
That's gonna hurt the presidential nomination.
They'll call it the first debate. They'll bring that up.
What
within
did you
five
mean by
minutes,
fuck you, USA?
Within five minutes.
By the way, that was my bumper sticker.
Fuck you, USA.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's why they were waving.
But she's blaming the
ISIS.
Yes. But yes. And that's
he's
the
socialist.
Because she's blaming the soldier on that. But none of the money's moving through the states.
No.
Everybody knows the only way to get to Japan is through North Korea. Yeah. I know when I flew.
But it's America's fault.
That sure is. Joe, will you have a meme tomorrow on Facebook going over this?
Yes.
You know, I heard Hillary's responsible for Ann Jackson.
She is. She is Ann Jackson.
Awesome. We finally got that solved. I don't know if I want to vote for her now either. This is the true conversations after getting contact from you. You even do not know the truth. You do not know how to deal with the scam. Fuck off. This is how Brown Cotton helped me, because I did contact the FBI. You are a liar knowing nothing about the truth. I believe this is directed at yours truly.
Yeah, I think so.
Can you help the victims? Ask yourself. You cannot. But I guess I don't have time to ask.
No, stop and ask yourself right now.
No time. You cannot. But she answered that for me.
Yes.
So then this is her conversation with Brown Cotton, who's going by IC3 Crime Internet, and his email address, if you'd like to contact him. IC3 Crime UK USA @gmail.com. It's official. That's how you want to get him.
Yep.
He's got a Crime UK USA @gmail.
Gmail.
Yeah. Well, you know what? But I like that they're working together to solve this issue.
It's a very big problem.
The UK USA, that conglomerate.
In there.
She's got. She's an asshole. I mean,
if you add,
that's your future president, mister.
Actually, it's code, because if you add USA plus UK, you get Canada.
But you know what? You could. But even though if that was there, I mean, at Gmail, at really, really,
I know.
Really, and she doesn't pick that up.
Yeah,
it's all real, Joe. It's all real. So here's our conversation. She goes, I don't know why, but she starts with, "You mean?" He goes, "Hello." Like Lenny's, "Hello."
Hello.
Can you give me a good Lenny or Squiggy?
Hello.
Okay, you can't. As good as mine.
I didn't know there was auditions tonight.
Well, usually you have voices circling around in your head.
I would have picked my sides up by the cat box. What do you want me to do?
That's what it looks like when Joe swings in.
You know what sides are? You never went on an audition?
No.
Sides are script. The script copy that you read during the audition.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's good. I'm sure most of our audience didn't know that either. So
okay.
Have a reference, pal.
I was thinking coleslaw and beans. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Joe just wanted to show that he went on auditions once upon a time.
I just figured you guys would know sides are. All right,
no.
No.
All right.
We look to you for all of our entertainment inside information. Thank you, Joe Hollywood.
Yeah, they did have sides at RJ.
So I want my name to be in it from now on.
I thought it was a
Blue Hawk. I was Blue Hawk yesterday. I want to be, from time to time, I want to be Blue Hawk. I was Blue Hawk yesterday. But anyway. Back to the show.
Yeah, that therapist ain't working. Anyway.
There's so many more voices than we know about.
And I asked one of them to participate, and no. What was I thinking? That Rolodex of insanity didn't have Lenny and Squiggy in there.
Rolodex of insanity.
God damn it, that's fun.
Kind of what I do when I fake host a radio
that's
show.
That's what's in my head, a Rolodex of that Rolodex of insanity.
Just me fake hosting, Joe.
Yeah, we know.
I know. He goes, hello. She goes, I can pay half and half. I think it's supposed to be followed in sweet and low, but I don't know.
I know.
You can pay half and half? Ugh. Brown Cotton goes, but your funds can only be transferred after the full amount of $1,200 with the dollar sign after the zeros has been completely paid. Because that's how we write.
Because that's how we roll. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She goes, one question. The first payment for Jimmy Jones, about $7,000.
Stop.
Hesitate and listen.
Stop. First question. Why am I paying this? And she's like, she's just sitting there.
Well,
she
this
just
has already been established.
But she just, you know,
she's already accepting that this is how it's done. But she's accepted that this is business as usual. Remember,
$12,000, and she just said, okay,
$1,200.
All right, regardless, $1,200.
Joe, they're not scammers. They're just incompetent.
Yeah, they just.
Do I ever call you a scammer? No, I say you're incompetent. You need to recognize the situation. Not everybody's a scammer. That's what Ann's saying, Joe. Be a little more trusting. Ask yourself, what would Ann do? Do the opposite.
Joe has this very bemused look on his face, like, this woman is unreal.
He's trying to find a therapist in that Rolodex of insanity.
Hey, let me know when you find one, because I need one, too.
Yeah. Just open up to anybody who cares. Anybody with an office and a couch, you're like, sure, why the fuck not?
Anybody who waves at me on the throughway, are you kidding?
Yeah, pretty much. One question. The first payment for Jimmy Jones, about $7,000 at Singapore Airport. Is it also a scam? Because he asked for help from me. Brown goes, all. She goes, got it. Where did Jimmy get killed? Mr. Brown, in Singapore. In Asia? He goes, UK. Why not?
Singapore, UK?
No, she's asking Singapore in Asia, and he's saying United Kingdom.
Oh, okay. Of course, because there's an active front in the UK.
Listen, you can die anywhere. She
you
goes,
know what? I take that personally.
Just don't die here. We got new carpets. She goes, what do you mean? He goes, the killers are from Asia. She goes, oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. This is all him. The killers are from Asia. Is it because of the fees you are interrogating me? Now, again, we find this with scammers, though. When you ask them questions, they feel interrogated.
Yes.
They don't like to be put on the spot. Unfortunately, that's one of our favorite games here, Interrogate the Scammer.
Oh, yeah. It even has a theme.
And they don't have George saying, this isn't a courtroom. They need Joe when I interrogate them.
What did you say specifically?
When?
Most recently, I think.
No,
it was
during a post show event.
Oh, okay. I thought it was.
Oh,
I kept
calling him counselor. Yes,
yes,
counselor.
Yes, yes.
You're like, I don't care. This isn't a courtroom.
Yeah.
I don't care. All right.
All right, Joe. That was funny.
Not at the moment. It
no.
wasn't.
Not at the moment. It's funny now.
Sure, because he's got the Rolodex of insanity.
This isn't a courtroom.
She goes, no, I am raising the hold to save transfer fee. I must pay the transfer fee here. He goes, send the one you have now so that I can start due process. She goes, today, morning, here, in Japan, okay? Western Union here is open at 10 or 11. He goes, okay. She goes, is the killer also in Japan too? Do I need to report to the local police here? I told them about this before 3 times. And he goes, no.
Yeah, you really don't go to the police.
No. Let's keep this between us.
Yeah.
And the Marine's daughter and the soldier.
Oh, believe me. I think the cops are going, oh, no, here she come again.
Quick, get Godzilla. Yeah. Scare this bitch away.
Yeah, really. It's like, oh, no, I can't listen to this story again, lady.
She goes, no, killer is not in Japan. And he continues, and your local police will not attend to you since Jimmy Jones is not from Japan. And he is not a local. She goes, you're right.
So wait, when a killer comes after you, if he's not a national to the country you're in, the police cannot help you.
Yeah.
What kind of logic is this?
Her logic. At least she's playing hardball with him. Okay.
She continues, I got Tourette's here. I think she means...
What? She's got Tourette's.
I think she... No, not Tourette's. I think she meant threats, but she wrote treats. So
I got treats here.
Oh, boy, I'm going to Japan. She needs snacks.
If I would have known, I would have put him there long ago.
Sayonara, stupid.
On a very special damage day, a cast member's written off. Sayonara, stupid.
Look, there's a little trail of Slim Jims.
Then you just see, like, the Japanese place, and he opened up the door, and there I am. Where the hell's the furniture in this place? I got to sit in the floor? Jesus Christ.
I'm not taking off my shoes.
Is there a Bob's Discount store in this country? I want a love seat
over
there.
I'm an American.
Take off my shoes. My socks stink. I don't want to do that.
So does your act, but that's you still bring that to
That's
the
why
food.
Their eyes are so slanty.
No.
Pew, pew.
No.
Oh, why did we go there? Joe. Joe.
Yeah, you're
Joe.
Very base.
Joe.
And now sucking a cock, apparently? I don't know what that was. That's what that sounded like, I've heard.
That was after it's done.
Okay. And swallow. Mm. She goes, I got threats here in Japan, too. The phone no-show Japanese phone number. In June or July, I forgot. They tried to scam me again and again. They're still at it. He goes, they're not in Japan. Take my word, okay? She goes, okay, thank you. I was so scared because they called me often before. He goes, any movement you get about them, just let me know immediately. Listen, the money's coming. We'll call off the dogs. She goes, okay, how many killers? He goes, nah, there are two. Pedro and the other lady. She goes.
Pedro and the other lady.
That's the official from the FBI.
Pedro and the other lady?
It's like BJ and the Bear. It's a spinoff.
It sounds like a bad 80s sitcom that didn't go anywhere.
Damn it, you beat me to it.
Isn't that one of your credits? You might have seen him as a Pedro and the other lady.
Pedro and the other lady.
He was in the pilot. He was very good.
Remind me of that the next time. I would love to come up on
that. Blue Hawk. You might have seen Blue Hawk. This next foul.
You might have seen him on the hit sitcom Pedro and the other lady.
Wouldn't it be hilarious?
And here's the thing. If you did that in a big enough audience and you had a good enough set, somebody would come up to you after the show and go, I saw you in that. I thought you were excellent.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
Yes. It would be hilarious to fit fake credits
knowing the way this business works, I called that. Davin, I got to take a break from the show. Why? Pedro and the other lady, somebody from FX came up after the show, and I got to write a spec script for the fucking thing.
It's about a bird, a Mexican, and some broad. I don't know, but I'm going to make it all
this stupid business. It probably could happen.
Who knew Pedro and the other lady was going to be the big brick? I had no idea.
And that's the way it works in this asshole business.
Really?
He's not taking my phone calls anymore.
I could write.
All his message says, Squawk!
Blue Hawk.
That's weird.
Yeah. Thank you, citizen. I'm Blue Hawk. Well, I was Blue Hawk yesterday. I might be Blue. Maybe I'll be Blue Hawk next week.
Told you, you're Jive Turkey. We move on.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Okay, expert of 70s reference birds. Yeah, Pedro and the other lady. She goes, Gianthi Marum? Maybe this is her fake name. He goes, yes. Now that you mention it, he ain't stupid.
Yes, her fake name is Pedro.
Yeah. She goes, from Singapore. He goes, not from Singapore, from Malaysia. She goes, she gave me her phone number at the beginning. Brown goes, she goes there. Jackson goes, she said she is a lawyer. Brown goes, fake. And he should know. She goes, fake lawyer? He goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Throw with it, Tuts.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Jackson goes, she equals Thai woman. Brown goes, she is the same. Jackson goes, Pedro equals Eon bank lawyer. Brown goes, with Pedro. Jackson goes, yes, now I got it. Do you?
Wait a minute. These idiots are following us because I sure can't.
It's the second week in a row we've had morons on parade.
I know.
Where we don't understand what the hell they're talking about. But this African and this Japanese woman are speaking in English, and they know what the fuck is going
these
on.
These idiots are following it, but they sure can't.
How can they have this conversation? It's almost like they are having the non sequitur conversation of all time.
I know. It's insanity.
Joe. Blue.
Hawk.
Yes.
We move on.
Corn.
Rope.
Yeah. Yes.
Exquisite.
But it's just as good of a conversation as what they're doing.
No, this is in print, so it must be good.
Oh, okay.
He goes, yeah. She goes, now I got it. He goes, yes. She goes, everything. Jaanthi Maram equals Thai woman. He goes, send the fees. You have the first thing tomorrow morning so that I can start, okay? Back to business, sweetheart.
Like, yeah, it's like, okay, enough
of
this horseshit.
Right.
She goes, okay, Mr. Brown, this is a murder case. He goes, have a nice day. I'll wait for your mail tomorrow. Yes. She goes, okay. He goes, thanks. She goes, I'll send you a message with the MTCN number, which is how they, for the Western Union.
Right.
Okay? He goes, okay. She goes, thank you for your help. He goes, welcome. She
thank
goes,
you for your help. Yeah, no problem. Stephen.
Thank you, thief again. She goes, but that fake Jimmy, he is a man or woman? Brown goes, woman. So Jackson goes, so the group is at least three. Or three, Jaanthi Maram, got it. That fake Jimmy's arrested. The woman, this is what you said, right? He's like, yes, they work with Pedro.
Asshole, you should know that.
It's like Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, really. It's like, of course they work with Pedro. Are you following this?
He goes, yes, they work with Pedro. She goes, that Pedro must be put in death penalty. I don't know if there is a death penalty in the UK. Sorry. He goes, please do not complain a lot. We will handle everything.
Please do not complain a lot.
Suddenly, I like this guy.
All right, shut your face. Send the money.
We get it, stupid.
We
enough.
Get it.
Listen, sweetheart, you're not going to catch any of them, but send the money, and we'll continue to pretend.
It's like, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Send the money. Send the money. Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Don't complain a lot.
Send the money.
That's great.
She goes, got it. Thank you. He goes,
a nitwit. She's a nitwit.
He goes, okay. She goes, see ya. He goes, see you tomorrow. She goes, bye. And then it's later on. He goes, hello? She goes, sir, please tell me where you pay the money. He goes, I just sent you an email right now. She goes, can you send the details to me? He goes, yes. She goes, really? He goes, send it to me directly. You have my name, London, UK. She goes, by Western Union? He goes, yes. She goes, right? He goes, are you sending now? She goes, do you arrest that criminal? He goes, so I can be ready? She goes, Western Union is far from the place I live, and we cannot pay for it by credit card. Ugh. He goes, you can send now so that we can finish the process by Monday, and you will receive your money by that same Monday. She goes, got it.
No, she's not going to get it.
No.
He goes, you can pay by credit card, too. She goes, no, in Japan. He goes, why not? She goes, we cannot. He goes, Japan? She goes, I am in Japan. He goes, let me check. Hey, Stoop, get over here. You told
is
me she could pay.
Japan?
We can't use credit cards over? What type of bullshit scamming ring are we running over? When don't we take American Express?
Yeah.
It says don't thief without it. I don't understand. I'm about to close the deal with this broad, and we're not taking American Express? How about this Diners Club? Fine. Jackson, send it Diners Club. Let's go, sweetheart.
When Whatever. You get scammed by scammers, they don't take no for an answer. They don't take any nonsense, and they don't take American Express.
Well, I'd like to think he's mastering the possibilities.
Of MasterCard.
Yes, of MasterCard. She goes, I'm in Japan. He goes, let me check. She goes, yes, you can check it. He goes, please hold on. She goes, okay.
You'll be scammed in a moment. Please stand by.
Our scammers are working feverishly. Your scam is important to us.
Your scam is important to us.
Really?
Did you know while you're on hold, we're working to screw you over? That's the way we do things here. Please continue to hold.
Your phone call might be recorded for quality control, yeah. And so we can laugh our balls off later.
Can we interest you in some of our other financial scams?
Ooh, do I have to press 3 for that? What? No. I have to press one for Japanese.
No, no, no.
Oh, prima
no,
el ocho
no,
para
no, no,
español.
No, no.
Yeah, you see her ranting like Joe over there. Why the hell is there a Spanish option? Yeah. I just want to get scammed.
El no sotros, el el scamo. No, 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 no.
Well, fuck it. It's been 50 minutes. Oh, you know what? If you want to scam me, you call me. I've had enough. I'm hanging up.
No, no,
I got
no,
money
no,
to borrow
no,
from people.
No, no, no.
Does this whole music ever play the girl from Malaysia instead of the girl from Mipanema? I really prefer that tune.
Can I talk to your manager? I was on hold for 50 minutes to give away my money. Yeah. I have never been treated so disrespectfully. I'm trying to give you thousands and thousands of dollars, and you're making it so difficult.
The fees went up while I was on hold.
You shouldn't complain so much. Okay.
Wait, what?
Okay, got
a $500 hold fee? Okay.
No, 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 no.
The scammer helpline. You know what's weird? You talk to a guy in Africa, and then there's a problem with the phone call, and they send you to India.
I was just saying.
No, I don't want to talk to you, Gupta. Where's Kamas?
You're sitting there. That's how bad. They're outsourcing.
They're making that much money. Yeah.
For a listing.
Scammers won't work for this money. Give it to the Indians.
Yeah, right. We'll have to outsource it.
For a listing of our fake scammer names by a directory by last name, press 1.
Yeah. You see Joe's voice come on like he does at his company. Yeah. Oh my God, Joe's involved in the scam. No, he just does a lot of side work.
Yeah. Thank you for calling the scammers. Your call is very important. Press 1 for international. Press 2 for Japanese. Press 3 for brown cotton.
For Joe, press 4.
Yeah.
Yes.
For all other calls, press 0 and somebody will pick you up.
Somebody will sell you to another syndicate.
Can you imagine? You're just trying to give your money away to a bunch of illegal assholes and they make it that difficult. That would be so awesome. That would be the worst part of the experience. Not that you're out 75
the
grand.
The bullshit customer
on
service.
Well, I've never been scammed so shoddily before. In the past, I could just send it to Western Union, and we were done. You had all of my money. Now I have to hold?
Oh, yeah. Now send it to FBI.AOL.com. And there's also a questionnaire on there to see how we've been doing.
Yeah. Where can we improve? I really wish you would scam me quicker.
Yeah, fill it out. You get a chance to win an extra $2,500 in fees.
My scamming operator number was 712-38.
Well, we've confused ourselves. I'm fake hosting it.
We're fake enjoying.
Yeah, it's just a scam line.
Our fans probably staring at us like police dogs at weed, but you know, what the hell.
No, I think our fans know what to do with weed.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
I hope so.
And police dogs.
Can you imagine? That would be so maddening. You just want to give these nice FBI people your money.
Nice FBI
and they just
why
won't let you
so
do
difficult?
It.
I just want to give you all the money I borrowed from my students. Why are you making this so hard?
Suddenly it took a sad turn when you think of that.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Know? I'm going to have to transfer you to a manager.
Talk with her.
Oh, wait, this is a gold bar scam? I'm sorry. Let me transfer you to that department.
Then they try to get, like, they try to have their own character for their scam. I think, like, Flo from Progressive is like Mr. Mogu.
Mr. Mogu.
Mr. Mogu.
That's great.
Mr. Mogu, help us out. Well, you can give all your money here to this English person that doesn't exist.
To this American soldier.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go on. That was exhausting. My rib hurt from that. Ow.
Of course.
Keep reading, Gramps.
At least I can walk upright up the stairs, Cro-Magnum.
You won't be in 10 years. I'm
telling How do you know?
Because it's age. It's coming.
We don't all age like you, retrograde. Funny. So he goes, please hold on. She goes, okay. He goes, are you there? That was very quick. They picked me right up. Last time I got scammed, I was online forever. Yeah. And I got the stupid song. You know it.
Still calling a scammer. Still better service than calling cable.
We wait a minute, wait a minute. If I continue to get scammed, I get free Cinemax for 3 months? Okay.
Both long lines and scam you out of money. Promising shit you'll never see.
Triple play? A romance scam, a reload scam, and a gold bar scam? Yeah. Absolutely.
Ooh, yes.
Sign me up.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Are the rates going to go up next month?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a scam. Yeah. I was talking about cable, by the way.
Yes.
I know.
And she goes, and I must pay $1,200. Maybe tonight I can do it to raise money. He goes,
I can pay this money to raise money.
I don't know. Uh-huh. He goes, yes, send the one you have. Then you send the other half. That will be a good idea. So that duty can start.
Oh, my God. Duty has already started,
yeah.
Lady.
He's got to poop.
Yeah.
She goes, what do you mean? Do I need to pay other? No. He goes, I have to take it to the bank, fill all papers, tell them to hold that you will send the half. Nothing to pay after $1,200.
Uh-huh.
What a guy.
That's good. It'll be all right. She goes, got it. He goes, okay, go now. Okay, go now.
Wow.
Get out of here.
It's like this dimwit that's just aggravating with them.
Yeah. It's like,
you know,
don't complain so
she's
much.
She's a dimwit that just aggravates. All right, go now.
Go now.
She goes, I'll ask my friend to help me if he can. Then I can complete it soon. He goes, I'll wait online for you. And by me, I mean I have about 20 other guys waiting online for you.
Yeah.
She goes, I hope to get it soon. He goes, okay. She goes, I will send mail to you. He goes, alert me when you are through, okay? She goes, how is that criminal? He sent Yahoo to me 2 or 3 days ago. He wanted to scam me again, that Pedro. He goes, we'll trace him. That is it. Relax, all right?
We got this.
Yeah, you're fine there. She goes, he tries to scam me $5,300 this time, his plan. He goes, he will remain in jail, plating with FBI. I don't know. I guess they have like a big dinner service. And I guess
yes.
They're going to be plating. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know what else that could be.
We made this terrine today, and we got this nice dinner platter.
You just see Chef Ramsay shows up at the Japanese jail, yells at the FBI and the criminal, Pedro, it's raw! Send it back! You're going to kill somebody! He goes, well, that's the plan.
Get these plated and out to the tables!
Anyway, you sanctimonious cow. He goes, he will remain in Japan in jail plating with FBI. She goes, I have no idea if he will send message to me, but I blocked him out. Do you want me to do anything to help you?
My first thing is I would say I have no idea what plating is. Can you explain what plating is?
Yeah, but they communicate on a level we can't comprehend.
Stupid level.
Clearly.
Yes. He goes, I will let you know later. In the meantime, you go and try to make the money complete and send it, okay? She goes, okay, thank you. Yes, okay, you are welcome.
You are welcome. Stay with me.
Then she continues. This is not a conversation. She continues, I got your message. We have focused. I guess this is from Brown. This is from the Honorable David Copper. So the name has changed.
David Copperfield's here?
Brown,
the story.
Brown. Cotton, maybe David Copper. Somebody, yeah, maybe David Copper.
Honorable now.
Yeah.
No, it's David Copper. Could be somebody different. Different. Okay. I got your message. We have focused on the case as well as waiting to finalize your funds to be transferred into your bank account. We will do everything possible within our reach to protect you and your friend, Mr. James H. Miller. As it may interest you to know, that this so-called scammers are using the personal names and details of people to do their scam activities. They have used James Miller, and your friend's name is James H. Miller. They also did use his personal details, which we will deal with them accordingly with the Court of Justice. We advise you to remail com, as everything has been forwarded to the appropriate section for handling. Yours sincerely, Honorable David Copper, and he gives a phone number. That is as vague as you can be.
The Court of Justice.
That's
where Blue Hawk is heading. The Court of Justice. Dun, da, da, da.
The super friend that never made it.
That's right. Yeah, Blue Hawk is more than a super
even
friend.
Even Aquaman mocks Blue Hawk.
No, he doesn't. Sure Baka. He does. Baka.
Baka. No.
And furthermore. Baka.
Baka. How dare you. In
Blue
the...
Hawk and his sidekick, Blue Balls.
No. And the Halls of Justice. The Halls of Justice? Is...
I got to look up. Oh,
fuck right.
Was it the Court of Justice?
The Court of Justice.
It was Honorable David Copper.
I mean, but where is he? The Halls of Justice?
With the Court of Justice.
The Court of Justice.
Court of Justice.
Pip Helix.
Well.
That's where Bull Hawk will reside. Baka.
While he's looking that up, here's a mouse.
Ah.
All right, we'll do a little bit more. Then,
Baka.
Read, citizen. Baka.
Baka.
so-called Mr. Davin.
Oh, wait.
Ah, back to
you. Now, wait. We only had Mr. Davin, fucking scammers, and fucking
so-called's a whole different... I've been called...
So-called. No, there's
no,
no
good.
So-called.
No good. So-called Mr. Davin.
Damn it.
I can comment on you, but first I will switch to Blue Balls Blue. I must switch inks to...
No relation.
Ball-busting blue.
You like rumors, and you do not confirm the truth, but listen to the words from fucking idiot anti-scam hunters.
That should have been in Damn It All Red, to tell the truth.
But it's a blue.
Yeah.
Do you check out the truth? No. Back to black. Things Pip Helix said after her first white man.
Oh, I'm back to black. That's a fact. Where she goes after Davin's attacked, it's back to black.
Hey, Joe.
I love that song.
I know. Look at the ticket. Let's see those guys.
From the point of view, you got the info from so-called victim who called us. You cannot offer the evidence about Green. She is a fucking liar. You are a liar, too.
Oh. Okay.
From Miller case, you listen to so-called woman named Patty, who is an idiot woman saying Miller is married with two kids. You are a real asshole.
Oh,
are
wow.
you kidding me? Well,
wow. I'm glad you feel that way, Joe.
Yeah, especially when you've been called that. Usually I could...
Joe confused himself. He didn't know what side he wanted to be on.
Wait a second.
Usually I concur when I hear that, but...
Joe, you want to take a few minutes to process?
But
he got confused. He started preening with his feathers because he didn't know what to do.
She's a lunatic.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You are a real asshole who got awards from the U.S. Army. I really look down upon you.
Okay.
From my case, I offer you the real banks, but you never take any actions to check out the truth, and you claim to help the victims. Shame on you.
Is that the truth? You pointed out on many occasions.
Well, no, it's not the truth, but she's an insane woman.
But you pointed out the truth on many occasions.
Yes, I do. Apparently, she wants me to go to these countries and arrest these people.
Okay.
Maybe one day.
You can't even get rebooked in Michigan.
You could, but who wants to?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Anyway, nothing against Michigan.
Nope.
She goes, this is why I insult you as an asshole. This is the truth.
Wait, by
that doesn't mean, wouldn't the sentence mean
you're
she's
an asshole?
An, no, she's
that
an
that made her an asshole.
That made her an asshole.
As an asshole, I insult you.
And it sounds like, she's an asshole now, Joe, and that's how she would insult me.
Right.
Yes.
When she spits, I ought to take a shower.
Right.
Because she's an asshole. From what I see through, Americans are fucking assholes. Because these people are real, but they want to get profits from my cases due to big amount from Jimmy Jones. In the very beginning, I thought he was my big brother because he told me Interpol and FBI protected me. That was true because my scammers are killers. And that Thai woman called me from Malaysia before she got arrested by Miller and Brown Cotton. It's been 2 years to arrest them all. Those scammers are real criminal hackers.
Oh, God.
Miller and Green use me because they know I am good at doing research.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's really
Joe's funny. Girl, I hope you're listening. That's what it sounds like. Three, and then he's done.
Oh, my God.
And Mr. Helix knows that one all too well. And tears of shame afterwards. It's a very sexy Davin's Den.
No.
Joe is speechless.
I'm astounded by because she does. What's the chat saying on the whole she does research thing?
They are silently listening.
What does that mean?
They're not there.
No. They're enjoying.
They're enjoying. They decanted the wine and they're letting
you
it breathe.
You do not do the research.
What she says.
She's an, oh.
No, she said, I'm good at doing research. She said that she's good at doing research.
Yeah, that's what I meant, that she's good at doing research.
There is one thing I also investigated, but first, ball busting blue.
Ah.
Eric Bohr put my case as classified, and there is no record at Interpol. Maybe he wanted to protect me.
Yeah. That's why there's no record.
That's why the Interpol has no idea what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. That Eric Bohr is a sweet guy.
Yeah.
Back to black. Pip. She continues. I am not a stupid person.
Well, let's not get crazy.
Oh, wait. Hold on now.
Because I can do some research on my own, and I am not a hacker. The real bank agent RBS was looking for me last year, and Brown Cotton did tell me the truth. He's real FBI man, but he is very stupid in some ways. Miller is a fucking asshole for me, and he is my real enemy, who destroys my whole life. He told me that Thai woman is a criminal, and she killed Jimmy. This is right in, that is right info. All he wants is to get my funds, so he said he raised the money for me. He is an asshole. He should have been dead in Dubai. I like that.
Dead in Dubai.
Good comedy album. Why did I need to save this fucking man? He is a coward. He is not a real U.S. soldier, but a man who is afraid to get killed in the war zone. And this is why he demanded himself to leave.
Okay.
So, for all our military friends that are listening, if you find yourself in a foxhole and shit is getting real and you don't want to be there anymore, you can just demand yourself to leave.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do that at work sometimes.
You demand. It's kind of.
I demand myself to leave.
I demand myself to leave.
But you need, do need to be wearing your ruby red fatigues and click your heels three times when you demand yourself to leave.
There's no place like home.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to have an out strategy.
I see through things. You are scammers. Who is real? Nobody.
So she says nobody's real. Why is she believing everybody?
Ah, good call.
She's schizophrenic. She's schizophrenic.
She must be.
She's got to be schizophrenic. I mean, she turns on a dime.
Yeah, I know.
We'll end with this, shall we?
Shall we?
So-called Davin.
Oh, wait a minute.
I lost my mister.
You did.
That
no
count.
More. Now you're just so-called Davin.
I've lost my mister.
Rules are rules.
So-called Davin. Fuck off.
Titles have died.
Fuck off, because you do not help the real victims at all. You cannot, because you never do anything good to people. You are a liar. Go to hell. And on that note, we got to go in a few minutes. So there you have
some
it.
Some of our phone calls have ended with that.
Many.
Salutation.
You.
Any,
so-called Devin.
Anything to add?
Not really. I think that she's schizophrenic.
This was the craziest, because the fact that she just goes back and forth and believes, like you said, she believes such unholy horseshit from them. And she's,
unholy horseshit.
And she's lambasting you for not going over there and arresting people or
she's,
what she expects you to do.
She's schizophrenic and in denial.
She's crazy. Just so crazy. So I don't know what to think about her anymore,
and
really.
And no matter what judgment we make on her demeanor, the sad part is that people are following her thinking she's a scam buster.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the sad part of the whole thing.
Yeah, that is really a serious bit.
Regardless of her mood in any particular week. But that's, that's the sad part.
Yeah.
That she's leading people and she's out of her mind.
And she's got to be leading, and she's leading them down the garden path because she doesn't know what she's doing.
Not at all.
All right. Should we, let's thank some folks, shall
yes,
we?
Yes, please.
Family Martial Arts, which is great for learning karate and self-defense, perfect together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more, 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at familymartialartsgoshen.com.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to ask them about their next comedy show.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese and spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They are open 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and, of course, 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you are a veteran or a fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event such as Sweet 16s, weddings, office parties, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comic nights throughout the year, which are produced by side-splitting production owner Davin's Den, my pal. Experience that all Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. 201-337-8990, or visiting their website, portobellonj.com. That is PORTOBELLONJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side-splitting productions. You need a comedian, murder mystery, DJ, entertainer for a kid. You need somebody to paint their faces, a little face painter action, a little balloon animal action, a little magician action, a little David Copper. Field-esque option, give us a call, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094, and of course, sidesplittingproductions.com, one word, sidesplittingproductions.com. Pip, what did you decide? Does Mr. Helix have anything that you're promoting? You were all over the place.
Yeah, not this week. It'll be next week, so I'll hold it.
Yeah, so can't get too far in advance.
Nope.
Joe?
Okay, just want to thank the, Anthony Cumia's show for plugging us tonight. Go to Anthony.
Thanks, Cumia. Anthony.
Yes.
Thank you.
Also, I will be at Uncle Vinny's tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. So check out Uncle Vinny's. It's 520 Arnold Avenue in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Dial 1-877-UNCLE-VIN. Also, just to jump the gun a little bit, Race Odyssey are opening for Quiet Riot at Mexicali Live in Teaneck, New Jersey on May 4th. We'll be hitting the stage at about 9 o'clock, so check that out as well.
Pip went from curious to impressed. A lot of facial expression.
Oh, yeah.
They're gonna really? Really?
Yeah. They're going to resurrect Kevin Dubrow. Yeah. It's going to be a hell of a zombie show.
Now that I'd pay double to see.
Did you see the documentary they did?
I heard it was really good.
It was. I watched it, but they've gone. I'm curious to see who's lead singing this week.
Yeah.
Because they've gone through a bunch of guys.
But they still like Frankie Benali, who's a.
Well, it's his band.
Yeah, and Johnny was talking to Frank. Frankie says he's a really good guy. And when he did Behind the Music on it, he seemed like a very genuine dude when he was speaking.
Sure,
he's
a great guy.
Yeah. So.
I'm just curious to see who's going to sing. I mean, I guess it's Quiet Riot ask. I mean, you got the drummer.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do they have any? I think they have one guy who was on a couple of the albums.
Yeah.
But Frankie was on all the hits.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got the drummer. I saw on the special, they had some guys that sounded like Dubrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be kind of interesting. Look for a report on that.
Yes.
We know how excited you were when you worked with Firehouse.
Yeah.
So we...
And we opened up for...
Zebra.
A Zebra. And we did... Oh, God, one of my favorite bands. I forgot the name off the top of my head. Y&T, actually. Y&T was one of my favorite bands. I love those guys. For 5 years, my world revolved around them. I got to open for them, too. So
nice.
It was pretty cool.
It's one of those things he repressed and was still affecting him.
No.
What was it? Summertime Girls? Was that one of those songs?
Summertime Girls, but in Rock We Trust, long day.
All right, Joe, I'm going to do my
In Rock
now.
We Trust was a great
That's not what it sounded like originally. There was
no,
a T and a W. I would have liked to have seen that video.
Don't question Blue Hawk. The car.
Somebody put a little hawk helmet on his head so he goes to sleep.
I'm throwing him little, like, seeds.
You know, Joe's girl's listening to this going, really? Really? I'm going to be with a bird. I knew he was a bird brain, but I'm going to be with a bird. I don't need this shit. Why couldn't it be at least a panther?
Here's a plump little mouse.
Sorry, I don't go for that. I have scruples.
You're Baca. A hawk.
I'm Blue Hawk. Baca.
Hope he gets hunted. Anyway. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, April 15th, I will be at the Broadway Comedy Club in Manhattan, New York on the 11 p.m. show because I like to work late.
Awesome.
So that's when the fun starts.
Sure. Yes. They like putting me on those shows to contain the animals. Broadway Comedy Club, number 212-757-2323. 212-757-2323. Friday, April 17th, I'll be at Memphis Maze Barbecue in Croton, New York. For tickets, call 914-271-0125. 914-271-0125. And Saturday, the second show I'll be doing, the first one you can't come to. Second show, it's a private.
Okay.
Kind of weird. If I'm roasting this guy you don't know and you're hanging out like a creep. Who's this? They're my fans.
Yeah.
You don't mind if we sit down and watch your party, do you? I got Blue Hawk. He's almost a celebrity. So you can almost make fun of him if you get an almost special. Sunday, April 18th, I'll be in Millstone, New Jersey at the Millstone Elks Lodge. Text me or call me or something if you want. Find me on Facebook. I don't have the phone number. What do you want me to tell you? They didn't give me the number.
Look, if you really want to know, I'll get back to you.
If it's that important to you,
Google it.
Yeah.
Google it.
This is what they give me. They really don't want to see you, but I do. I want to see you, but they're not so interested in your
money. It's not more like gigs. It's more like tasks on Mission Impossible.
So be it.
You get the job sheet and it self-destructs.
It's an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, let's get out of here. This has been fun.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Fun.
Time to, guys, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. We will see you next time.